Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year. You are here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Well, how about that? We're actually here. I'm so happy to be here with you again live. I was enjoying my time off, but I was also missing all of you for the last couple of weeks. Let's see what's happening here. Just going back to my prep for the show. Apparently my throat's not prepped yet. No, I'm fine. I had so much that I wanted to chat with you about today. But first of all, what's today's date? Today's date is January 6th, 2025. And it's 10:02 a.m. here in California, where I am. I have been kind of bombarded the last few days with all the solar energy. And so I literally didn't get out of bed yesterday till 2 p.m. 2 a. No, 2 p.m. I went to sleep around, let's see, Saturday night. I went to bed probably like midnight-ish. I didn't get out of bed till, no, I think I actually went to bed earlier. I didn't get out of bed till 2 p.m. 2 p.m. I was feeling so chill. The energies are no joke, y'all. These solar energies, they're like, I don't know if you guys know anything about this, but you know, the ascension energies and the solar flares and just all of the energy combined is hitting sensitive beings very, very powerfully. And so right now I am high as a kite, which is my natural state when the energies get this high and crazy. And I've just been experiencing some really wild sensations in my body and just experiencing different things happening to me and other people I encounter. And so it's been a wild, wild, but great, like wonderful start to the year, thank goodness. And I'm really happy to say that, because this is all a blessing. This is how I feel about all of this. It's like there's changes going on, and I do my best, like I always, you know, preach, not to resist what happens in life. And sometimes it's challenging, but if we can just allow everything and not resist as much as possible, then things just tend to work out better. So this is what I've always found. And I got into a few discussions recently with a couple of different people who, you know, everybody believes something different, and people are not always going to agree with you. And so that's why you have to have an open mind, and two, you have to also be firmly rooted in what you do believe and what you know is to be, what you know is truth. And sometimes people think they know and they don't know. So you kind of have to be open when it comes to certain things. When it comes to my spiritual beliefs, I am pretty firmly rooted there, because that is what I know to be true. And when it's backed with experiences, my own personal experience of, you know, different things that have been proven to me and have been shown to me, I have no doubt anymore. And I can, you know, I can gladly talk to someone who doesn't have the same beliefs and still hear where they're coming from, because, you know, everybody's on a different journey in this earth school, and not everybody is learning the same lessons. So not to say that I am any better or know more than other people, because everybody's journey is different, but this is my journey. And I learn more about it all the time. I'm always given more information. But I do feel like it's important to know what's truth and know what isn't, and know what resonates for you and know what doesn't. So, and that can be different for different people, which is kind of weird, actually, because you would think, well, if it's truth, it's got to be true for everybody. And in general, in some things I would say that's actually true. Like like some of the spiritual beliefs that I have, I know are true whether you believe them or not. Just because I know, like in my body, I know. And other people have not quite figured out certain things yet, and they're not supposed to, maybe. So I'm not going to force anything on them. But yet I know certain things are true. Like some people believe in psychics, right? And some people don't. Well, I happen to know that there are some pretty psychic people in this world. And I happen to know from experience that I've had my own intuitive knowledge. So for people who don't believe that, okay, if you don't want to believe it, that's fine. But when you have your own experiences, and when you've experienced so many people who have these abilities, there's really no denying it. And no matter what anybody says, you know, they can argue till the cows come home, but it's not going to really make a difference, because when you know, you know. So, oh, let me clear my throat. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, I was listening to Kat. I always love listening to her before I do my show. And like she said so many things that were so awesome. You know, just be authentic. That's the thing. You want to, when you drill down inside yourself and you're really, you know, wanting to know what's true and what's not, let go inside, let your talk to your guides, talk to spirit, you know, talk to your higher power, because it's all the same energy. Excuse me, my throat is giving me a little issue. Got some fuzzies in my throat. Okay. But that's where you want to come from always. You just want to be your authentic self. Don't really worry about what other people are going to think of you, because if you are leading with love and not fear, whatever you say and whatever you do is going to have the best possible outcome, and it's going to land better if you're talking to other people. So the way to, and I learned a lot about this when I was studying with the orgasmic meditation people. They actually taught me quite a lot of really, really good life things. And one of them was how to truly penetrate someone with words and how to have them hear you. Because you could say whatever you want to someone, but if they're not hearing you, well, what good is it, right? And the way to do that is simply to be firmly rooted in what Mama Gina calls the sacred impenetrable spot. And that is your truth, what you know, what resonates in your body. And it comes from a place of love. It never comes from a place of fear or neediness or lack. There's never anything missing. When you're in that spot, you don't have to know everything, but you have to just be who you are, which is the energy of love. And with the right intention, with a loving intention, what you say is always going to be better than if you're coming from a place of fear. Like if you're asking someone for something, excuse me, one second, I'm so sorry. If you're asking someone for something, it's always better to ask from a place of love and care, for whatever it is that you might want. Because what you might want from them, you know, they may or may not want to give you, depending on how you approach them. And if you approach them from a place of, you know, unworthiness or fear or a place that is energetically not feeling so good, it's probably not going to work out as well as you would like it to. So, and this is kind of vague in a way, but not really. If you feel into the energy of my words, which is what I do a lot of the time, you know, when I'm listening to someone, I feel into their energy of their words more than just the words. Because sometimes you will really pick up a lot if you just like tune in. But yeah, the energy of love is always going to feel better and work better, no matter what you're doing, than the energy of fear. And, you know, I mean, that might be kind of obvious, but maybe not. I think we all need a reminder now and then to do things that way. And sure, we get to have those moments where, you know, we feel fear, but, and that's okay. You can feel the fear and do it anyway, and you can feel the fear and you can breathe through it and you can reset from that place into a place of relaxation and love, because that's what that is. If when you're relaxed and aligned, you're in a loving place. You can't be relaxed and aligned and be in a fear-based place. You just can't. It's impossible. So breath is really important. If you just want to relax, just take a breath and let it out and let your heart open at the same time, and just drop anything that you might be worried about. Know that spirit's going to come in and be able to shift the energy for you, and everything's going to work out better. So it's actually really simple. It's just a really simple process, and it's exactly like I just said. So, yeah, authenticity is the way to go. And do your spiritual practices. Doing your spiritual practices, whatever they may be, are really going to help you firmly root into your alignment, your energetic alignment, and your alignment as the energy of love. Because in any situation you go into, that's all you really need to do. I mean, of course, you need to prepare yourself in other ways, whatever needs to be done. But most of all, you need to show up as the presence of love. Like my USM teachers, Drs. Ron and Mary Hulnick, used to always say, you just show up and you be the presence of love in any situation. And sometimes that looks like calm and peace, and sometimes that looks like righteous anger. Righteous anger, you know, is not such a bad thing sometimes when it's warranted. It just has to be backed by the right intention. So it just depends. It really depends. And I think that if you feel into your body and really get familiar with what's your yes and what's your no, I think that's a really important way to be able to decide and really discern your truth and what you need to do, what you need to say in any particular given situation. And that's really what intuition is all about. It's just kind of, you know, knowing which way to move when. And if you don't know, you ask for help. You ask spirit, ask your guides, ask the angels, you know, your higher power. Like I said, whoever you speak to, that energy within you and all around you, but your personal, sorry, I'm getting a phone call and did not want that to interfere with the show. So I'm going to put on the do not disturb, which I forgot to do. Okay. Yeah, whoever you pray to, whoever you set your intentions with, you know, spirit, God, it's all the same. It's all the same energy. Oh, so let's see what else is going on. Speaking of spiritual energy, I am going to see Abraham Hicks this Saturday. Abraham Hicks, Esther Hicks, and Jerry Hicks, who's now passed on. Esther Hicks still comes around and, you know, she does her tours, and she has an energy, a collective group of spirits by the name of Abraham that speak through her. And I'm sure many of you are familiar with Abraham Hicks. And so I'm going down to San Diego to to see Abraham and hopefully talk to Abraham. That would be cool. I've never actually spoken to Abraham. But I have a little question that I'm kind of curious about. And so I really would love to have Abraham choose me and have me up in the stage and ask a question. So I'll let you know how that goes. That's coming up this Saturday. And if anybody else is in the area, you should probably get tickets now because they usually get sold out. But it's awesome. It's the energy in the room alone is, it's just so, it's exciting yet peaceful at the same time, because that's kind of what spiritual energy feels like a lot of the time to me. It feels so high vibrational, that it's so exciting and like I said, just so peaceful and like everything is okay. That's kind of how it feels. Sorry guys, I'm my throat. So I am really looking forward to that, because I have not been in a while. I've been to probably maybe like five-ish different times, maybe even more than that. But you know, at least around a half a dozen I've been to their workshops. But the last one was many years ago. It was probably back in 2018 or 2019, I think. So, you know, before all the nonsense of the last few years. But I'm looking very forward to going this Saturday. So that is what I am doing. First, I'm going to my dance class. I'm going to go dance, and then I'm going to head back and go to Abraham Hicks. So that should be a really cool day. I'm looking forward to it. Excuse me. All right. And also, I had my birthday. That was about 2 weeks ago, on the 28th. And I didn't do too much. I danced. I went to class. I danced. Oh, actually, what they did for me on my birthday was, it was the sweetest thing. My teacher, who is also a friend of mine, I've known her for like 10 years. She's fabulous. Her name is Jeanette. And she, because I've been going to this dance studio for so long, and have had this practice for so many years, a lot of, I know a lot of the women in there. I know most of them. And so we had about 10 people in class that day, I think. And so Jeanette, asked everyone to go around the room and offer a memory that they had of me. I was just like a kid in a candy store. It was so much fun. And everybody offered their very loving reflections of an experience they had with me. And it was so fun. And it was even more fun because that morning on my birthday, I was just feeling into the situation and, you know, doing my thing, getting ready to go. And I thought to myself, today's my birthday, and I really feel like giving a gift to everybody. And I thought to myself, I wonder if it would be appropriate in class if I were just to go around to every woman and offer a reflection, or some sort of insight for her that would help her. So I said, well, I said, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to impose anything on anyone, because obviously I have to, as a projector in human design, I have to wait for the invitation. So I said, okay, I'm going to like, this is my desire and I'd love to do this. I'm not attached to it, but I think this would really be fun, and I think it would really help a lot of people, to have some insight into something that they might need, you know, that could work for them, that they could use. So I said, okay, let me see what happens, and if it feels right, you know, we'll do it. And so then I get to class, and Jeanette does this. Jeanette says, she announces, she's like, we're going to go around the room and give a reflection of an experience we have with Lori. And I was like, oh my God, bingo, there's my invitation. And so as they gave me their reflection, I also gave them my reflection of them. So I got to give my gift and I got to receive my gift at the same time. So it was amazing. I felt so loved. It was so beautiful. I only wish there had been more people in class because I could actually do that all day. You know, I could just like go around different people and say, okay, this is for you and this is for you. Because I love doing that. It's fun. Excuse me. And the reason I can do that is because as a projector, I can feel into your energy. I kind of like penetrate. It's very penetrate is an apt word for many things, especially energetically, because what my energy as a projector does is penetrate the other person. And if I don't have an invitation, it can feel really uncomfortable, not necessarily physically, but sometimes, but energetically. It can make them uncomfortable, and I don't want to do that. So I kind of, you know, try to keep my energy to myself unless it's invited, because it can feel a little intrusive if I don't. And in the past, before I found out that I was a human design projector and all that that entails, I used to, you know, just tell people things and insert myself where I wasn't invited and say things that people probably didn't want to hear, even though I wasn't trying to do anything wrong. I thought I was just being helpful. But, you know, sometimes people don't want the help or they're not ready to hear it. So it, I'm laughing because it's, I mean, it's kind of comical now that I think about it, how often I did that, because I was just a very unaware little projector running around in the world who hadn't been informed that she needed to wait for the invitation. And since learning that, that has made my life so much easier. So much easier. So, let me tell you how to get over into the Facebook chat if you have not already. I'm sure most of you are old hands at this, but you go to your device or your computer and you hit 12radio.com. That will bring you into a page with a black background, which has some options on the left, and one of them is chat. So hit chat. That will take you right over into the 12Radio Facebook private group. And if you've never been here before, you can join. Just, you know, join the group. Serena, my lovely producer, will let you in. And if she's not, you know, if she's not multitasking too much, I'm sure she'll let you in. I'm sure she's got a lot of stuff on her plate right now. She's probably got the baby in her lap and she's trying to like juggle the technical stuff as well. I would have to do her human design, but I would guess she's probably a manifesting generator because she's juggling a lot of balls in the air. We'll have to do that sometime, Serena. So scroll down on the page once you get into the Facebook page and once you're joined, which most of you already are, and you will see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And I can already see that there are quite a few of you here. Hey. Aw. And I see that Renee has joined. Hey, Renee. She says, Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you too. And Kat's here. She says, thank you for your comment on my guide. Oh, you're welcome. Oh, I put a comment in Kat's in Psychic Kat's chat room a little while ago because this cat, Kat Garner, is making up a guide for the words aren't coming to me. Anyway, she posted it in the chat. So if you see it in the chat, it's about recovery after a C-section, I believe. And I had a C-section with my daughter. Although it was many years ago, it would have been nice to have had some sort of a guide, but thankfully I was okay. So I didn't need too much. I think when you're that young, I was, you know, barely 19 when I had her. I think when you're that young, your body just recovers more quickly, thankfully, and I've always kind of been that way, which I'm very grateful for. But yeah, for anybody going through that, sometimes you need a little help, right? So I'm really happy to see that Kat is making up a guide for women to heal. Goodness knows, women just we need as much help as we can get, you know, especially from each other, because you know the way the world is right now, I just feel like women are being put upon so much, and I don't take it internally, and I don't own that, but I can see it happening, and I can see a lot of people being really affected by it. So I'm all for, women helping women. And I just love the idea that you're doing that, Kat. So thank you. Oh, she says this feels like a safe space. It is, and I'm so glad it feels that way. I strive to create a safe space for anyone who comes into my energy, no matter where that is, whether it's here in the chat, whether it's in my workspace, or even if you're like standing in line with me at the grocery store. I want, and I actually had a talk with spirit a long time about this, a long time ago, about this, that anyone who is within my energy is anyone who comes into the sphere of my energy is always safe, including me. And I really feel like that's made a huge difference in my life. And I feel like it's a really important thing to intend, and to affirm that we are safe, even by ourselves, even in a place where we might not always feel safe. But you are safe. You always have to know that. And I know that sounds like, well, Lori, sometimes you don't feel so safe. I get that. I totally get that. And I feel like that is also a deeper belief. And that can come from many places. That can come from what you learned as a child, can come from what you came here to learn, what you came here to incarnate onto this earth school and learn. What's your curriculum? Maybe your curriculum is to learn how to feel safe when you really don't, right? Excuse me. But I feel like once you know and you're rooted in your truth and your knowledge that you are Christ consciousness, why would you not be safe if you know you're Christ consciousness, right? So that's how I feel about that. See who else is here. Maite, she says, Happy New Year, morning all. Hope you had a good birthday, Lori. I did. I did. I had such a good birthday. It was great. I literally danced like all day long. And then I spent time with my best friend who just moved away. We had a great time. We went to a hotel bar, and we not a bar, we weren't drinking or anything. We don't drink. But we just went to an outdoor bar with a fire pit and hung out there for a while and just talked for like hours and hours. And then it got really cold, so we were like snuggling. I'm sure we were laughing at the top of our lungs and just talking about all kinds of things. So it was really fun. Let's see. And Quelly is here. Hey, Quelly. Pardon me. Happy blessed New Year to you too, Quelly. And hey, Joni. Joni says, Good morning, Lori. Missed you over the holidays. I missed you too, Joni. I missed everybody. I was chomping at the bit. I really wanted to come back. My Capricorn energy just wants to like keep going. But I do need to rest. So it was a good rest. I'm actually really glad that we had the break. So Joni says, I so resonate with the sleeping, resting energies. Oh God, yes. This ascension energy and the solar flares are, I must say, they are just like knocking me the F out. Either that or the other end of the spectrum. Like right now, my energy is super high and I could just, do cartwheels down the street. If I could still do a cartwheel, which I'm pretty sure I can. I used to do them all the time. I haven't done any lately. I'll have to try that next time I go to class. I know I can do a handstand, so that's cool. All right. Yes, and Joni also continues. She says, as usual, I'm excited and calm with a knowing, welcoming changes. Okay. If you are offering your kind insights, I'm here to see. Alrighty. We'll see what comes up, Joni. Edward. Hey, Edward. He says, Happy New Year, Lori Love. May your year reciprocate your blessings to the world. Thank you. I was contemplating that the other day because some really good stuff has been happening, and I'm happy to say that, and I'm grateful. And I thought to myself, I must have done something really good to deserve all this. Honestly, because not last year. Last year was actually really, really good, but the years, a few years before that, oh my gosh, so much crap. Good things too, but a lot of crap. Just a lot of stuff that, it was my Saturn return, and I was dealing with the freaking, nonsense in the world in 2020, and just like everybody was really, and just all of that. Like those years, I'm gonna go with the theory that time does not exist. And I'm in a different timeline now, and I can feel it. And I felt it, no lie, I felt it shift probably right around the new year. I could just feel the timeline shift. And that was one of the coolest things because I totally felt the energy change and I could see it. When you walk outside, or when I walk outside, things look different. They feel different. I feel different. I don't know if any of you are experiencing this. I'm sure some of you are. Yeah, Chris. She says the dreamscape lately is like a full movie, right? Right? I mean, literally dreaming and also like being awake. Just the things that have been happening have been magical. And I'm so happy to be able to say that. It's wild. When the timeline shifts, I mean, timelines are always shifting moment to moment, but I could feel like a big timeline shift very recently. And I know I'm not the only one. So Renee says, how exciting, have fun. Yeah, I am having fun, Renee. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm having a whole lot of fun. And I hope everybody else is too, because I'm like bouncing off the walls right now. Let me make sure I didn't miss anybody. And I want to help you because, after all, I am here as someone who is a human design projector and can offer good advice, hopefully, if you need it. And I also have training in spiritual psychology and sexuality and masculine and feminine energies and a whole bunch of other stuff. So you can pretty much ask me anything, and if I can answer it, I will. So feel free to put questions or comments in the chat. I would love, love, love to field them and help you guys out if you need it. It's why the projectors are here on Earth. The projectors in human design are here. We've only been here for, I don't know, not a lot of years. The other four human design types have been here a lot longer, but projectors were just brought in because it was time to come. Because people needed help, and we're here to help. So we are here to serve the other. We're not here. Like when I'm thinking about stuff, I'm not always thinking about, my stuff. I'm usually thinking about you guys. I'll have someone pop into my head who I haven't seen, and then later that day they'll show up, or they'll call or text, or I'll see them the next day. Usually it doesn't even take that long. But this happens to me all the time. And I am here because obviously someone else is needing help with something. And if I'm invited to help them, and if it feels good to me to help them, then I want to help. So that's why I always invite your questions here in the chat, because otherwise I will just keep talking and I can do that. I don't think I will ever run out of things to say. Just taking a sip of water. I've got a lifetime's worth of information inside me, and I could probably talk 24/7. 365 days a year and never run out of something to talk about. So, but I want to know what you want to talk about, because that's always interesting too. But let me go back to the chat really quick, and then we will see what we should do next. Because that's the way I run my show here. I run it on what spirit wants me to talk about. I don't really prepare all that much, although I do write down certain things that I might want to mention that I think would be interesting and fun. But I don't ordinarily, think about it all that much. I just kind of allow it to unfold. Because for me, as a projector, that's just the best way to do things. It's how I do my work too. I don't ever plan in advance very much. Because I don't have to. Spirit tells me in the moment. That's the thing about projectors. We get hits in the moment. And so that's the best way for me to work. If I get information in the moment, that's what I use. And that's what I share. Hi, Jean. So Jean says, Happy New Year. Missed listening to all you guys. Really happy to have you here, Jean. I don't know if you've ever been in my chat room before, but welcome. Okay. So I wanted to do kind of a new thing. I wanted to get some information that would be helpful for all of you since you don't seem to have any questions right now, and that is okay. I like when you do, but that's fine if you don't. But if you think of anything along the way, you can always ask. So what I want to do is give you a bit of information from a book that my University of Santa Monica teachers, which is where I studied spiritual psychology and how I became a practitioner. I want to read to you from this book that they wrote, Drs. Ron and Mary Hulnick. It's called Loyalty to Your Soul, The Heart of Spiritual Psychology. And it's even got a foreword by Neil Donald Walsh, which is pretty cool. But I wanted to give you some information. And so what I do is occasionally I will go to a book that I'm called to, and today I was called to this one, and I will open it up to some random page and I'll just see what it says. And usually there's a message there. And so this time I'm going to open up this book and I'm opening up to page 103. And I'm going to just read what it says, and you guys can see if this means anything to you, okay? So it says here, from a soul's vantage point, freedom has little to do with choices we make in physical world reality. The soul doesn't care if we take this road or that one, because it will use either road for its purposes of learning and healing. Freedom isn't about freedom to, but rather freedom from. In this sense, it has much more to do with freedom from inner disturbance, independent of outside circumstances. It is freedom from the bondage of unresolved issues. It is freedom from what we refer to as unnecessary emotional suffering. And so, this is something that I've talked about, obviously, because it has to do with spiritual psychology. And when it comes to free will, okay. So free will has to do with how you respond to any situation. Free will doesn't necessarily mean what people think it means. Yes, you can make your own choices. That's true. But sometimes you really don't like the choices. We always have choices, but sometimes none of them are really that favorable, or so it would seem. And so your free will comes in deciding how you're going to respond to what you've got in front of you. And that's the important thing to remember because, like it says, the soul doesn't care. It's going to, and that's also why there are no mistakes, because the soul is going to use whatever's in front of you for your greatest and highest good to teach you some sort of lesson, and it some lessons are harder than others, some are easier than others. So it really just depends. So and the whole idea about the freedom from suffering is in how we respond to things. Because if you respond to an unwelcome situation of any kind with anger or with any kind of negative emotion, fear, because every negative emotion is based in fear. if you respond to it with fear, it's probably not going to be as easy to get through as if you were to respond with the energy of love, which is just allowing the situation to be and, not resisting and getting all upset about it, but just be like, okay, that's the way it is for now, and I might not want it that way, but I'll do what I can to remedy it possibly, and I'm just gonna be okay with this for now because I know that if I do that, then spirit can step in and shift that energy. Because if I don't do that, then the energy is just gonna get stuck and I'm gonna have to like hack away at it with a pick, energetically speaking. And I'm gonna have to put in so much effort to get through it, and it's gonna hurt and it's not gonna feel good. And I don't want to suffer, frankly. So I want to take the easy way. The path of least resistance is always best, honestly. Truly, I'm not even kidding when I say that. I'm totally serious. Because the path of least resistance is the path of least resistance. Like, why would we want to resist? You don't want to resist. You want to allow and not be in judgment and not be pushing against whatever's in front of you. Because how is resisting going to help you? It's not. It's really not. So it might be something you really are not happy with, but know that situations can change sometimes fairly quickly if you simply allow them to be there and don't judge them. So I feel like that's a lot of what this particular lesson in the book is trying to say. And it goes on to say, it's your choices. And yet, paradoxically, it's your choices that determine the quality of your life, right? Stephen Covey went right to the point when he wrote, until a person can say deeply and honestly, I am what I am today because of the choices I made yesterday, that person cannot say, I choose otherwise. So freedom is only possible when you enter into a willingness to take personal responsibility. Until you're willing to consider how the choices you're making contribute to your drama and suffering, you're involved in the plight of the victim, and you will report the situations in your life from the victim's perspective. As long as you insist upon blaming sources outside yourself for your circumstances and ensuing disturbances, you will maintain yourself in a victim position and will suffer accordingly. So, same thing. If you're going to go into resistance, which all of that is, things are just not going to go as well. So, that's really the gist of all of that. And it's the gist of everything, really. It's just being said in different words because I feel like you can hear something 10 different ways and you won't hear it nine of those ways. And then the 10th one, sometimes you'll be like, oh, I hear that. I get that. And it'll really resonate. So that's why there are so many spiritual teachers. That's why there are so many spiritual teachings. And that's why they all say basically the same thing if you really look at them, the underlying energy and the underlying teachings, because they really do. And that's one of the reasons it's truth, besides feeling it in your body and having it resonate. That's one of the reasons that it's true. Because like all the really great spiritual teachers and some of the lesser known spiritual teachers who are great too, they're all teaching the same thing in different words. And it's not just a fluke. I know from my own personal experience that these teachings are true because I've proven them to myself. While back I had to, when I was younger and didn't know all these things, I kind of had to prove things to myself. I'm a Capricorn. We don't buy into anything unless we know it's true and unless we prove it to ourselves. So that's what I've done my whole life. I have, beyond the shadow of a doubt, proven one way or another that what I believe is true. Even if it's simply knowing it in my body and having it resonate and maybe having a personal experience that shows me. And normally, I would say that spirit shows me things way more than once, just to anchor in my belief. And sometimes spirit has to show me quite a few times. before I really believe something and before I really trust and am able to surrender and fully place my trust in spirit. And that sounds terrible because don't we all want to trust spirit? I mean, spirit's looking out for us. But yeah, it can sometimes be really challenging and really difficult to get to that place where, you know, in the midst of a crisis, you're like, okay, I know that spirit has me. I know this is happening for my highest good. And I know that it's going to be okay one way or another. And I'm going to come out better the other side. And that's the place that we need to get to. And sometimes it can take a while. I can say that it's taken me a while. But I like to think I have at least much more than I ever did before. You know, there are things now that have proven to me that when I surrender and when I trust, everything works out. And it hasn't just happened once, it's happened like multiple times. And these have been some pretty hairy situations, you know. So I'm really happy to be able to say that. So I will have more for you from that book, Loyalty to Your Soul, because it's a great book. And my teachers are amazing. They are no longer teaching, but I'm really glad I had the benefit of their expertise while they were. And, you know, the University of Santa Monica is still going strong. They have different teachers now, but the concepts are all the same. They're all being taught. And I feel like spirit has really evolved the school in such a beautiful way. And I apologize for that noise outside. It's been going strong for like the last half hour, I think. Hopefully you can hear me all right. But the school has just got a beautiful way of giving people what they need in the moment. So I am sure that what they're teaching and who they have teaching now and how they're teaching is serving everyone who feels called to go there. And they're doing all online classes now. And no, this is not a commercial. I'm just offering my own personal experience. I do love the University of Santa Monica and I love my teachers. And I love all of the people I was able to share experiences with while I was there. And I'm now actually on to another, not an offshoot, but I actually think it came before USM. It's MSIA, which stands for, I always forget what it stands for. Let me look it up really fast. Okay, it's the movement of spiritual something. Oh, the movement of spiritual inner awareness. So I'm studying with them now. They're what came before USM, and there are a few really good teachers, and I've just actually signed up for one of their courses too. So, but they're along the same lines of spiritual psychology and intuition, and you know, just all the real deep stuff that allows us to really understand who we are and how to move in this world as humans. But I love learning. I love spirituality, and I love learning about spirituality. And I like to know even more so that I can teach even better. Because when I learn, I can impart that knowledge to you. And that's what I like to do. And I don't know why it's so noisy out there, but it is. Okay, let me go back to the chat and make sure that all of you are okay. Because we have a few minutes. And I want to make sure that I have seen everyone. And I see Psychic Cat's name. So I'm glad you're here, Cat. I hope you're listening. I think maybe she just checked in to say hi. But that is okay too. I'm always happy to have all of your energy here because I since I feel your energy, it really helps me kind of feel where to go and what will serve you. Hey, Leslie, good to have you here. She says, thanks for commenting on the switch in energy. Just before the new year, it was for me. Yeah, in a sense of everything speeding up in a good way, right? See, I'm not crazy. I have been accused of that. But yeah, definitely the timeline shift is very palpable. And it's so good. It's really, really good. Hey, Tara, she says, Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you too. And Pamela. Hey, Pamela. She says, Happy New Year, Lori. Sorry, I had an appointment. Missed most of the show. That's all right. You can always listen to it on demand. And I know it's going to be replayed throughout the week. So I'm sure you'll be able to catch it one way or another. Oh, Chris. Okay, yes. Chris, she says, I remember MSIA with John Roger. Yes. John Roger was the leader of the MSIA movement. And he unfortunately has passed, but his protege, Jeffrey Morgan, and a few other people, John Morton, and I know that Paul Kay is also doing the course that I'm taking. But there are so many really good teachers in MSIA still. And Jeffrey Morgan is teaching with Paul Kay, the workshop that I'm going to be taking. And I go to his twice weekly gatherings. And he just answers questions. He's very, very intuitive. And he reads energy. He's pretty phenomenal. So yeah, but John Roger, you're right, Chris, absolutely. I wish I had met John Roger. I never did. I never had the chance. He had already passed by the time I got to USM. But yeah, they're really cool. And they really, I mean, I love when people make me think in a way that I've never thought before, like seeing something differently from a different viewpoint than I might already have. So I'm a big fan of the, Course in Miracles phrase, I am willing to see this differently, because that in itself can help shift energy. When you're in a situation, maybe one that you can't figure out or might not be favorable in some way, that's just a really good spiritual tool. You can just say, I am willing to see this differently, because that will open you up to the possibility of seeing this differently and having things change. So yeah, so I have so many spiritual tools, I forget half of them. But I have them all like in my notes somewhere. So if you ever need spiritual tools, just let me know. I'll figure it out. And sometimes different spiritual tools will come up just when they're needed too. So, excuse me. I find that that happens a lot. But I need to make way for the wonderful and exciting Jamie Dawn and the absolutely gorgeous Serena, who are coming up next. So I'm going to make way for them, and I'm going to get my little tushy out of here, and I will see all of you next week. I hope. I'm so happy that you all joined me today. Thank you. I'm grateful for all of you. Happy New Year to everyone, and have a wonderful week. I love you all so very much. You have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we listen to the world. Bye, everybody. I love you.